and the Doris Duke Foundation.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
Longer live off his garden's harvest. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, the Secretary of Defense has intervened to stop the promotion of four Army officers. All of them are black or female, all on track to become one-star generals. We will also learn more about a dilemma that has arisen regarding aid to Cuba. Cuban Americans who ship goods to relatives on the island are now seen as propping up Cuba's communist regime. The details coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org.
A freeze warning goes into effect overnight, 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties. Those are the ones in Kansas. In Missouri, we have Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platt, and Ray counties. So that does include all of the greater Kansas City metro, KCK, St. Joseph. Temperatures as low as 22. Bring in your container plants. We also have very high grassland fire danger for all of the KPR listening area until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Emporia. It's 4:20.
New album, Whatever's Clever, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org.
News headlines are coming up next. I'll tell you about the wild weather. Temperature-wise, just on a real roller coaster. It's 57 degrees in Topeka, 58 in Abilene. It is 4:30.
2% loss. The S&P 500 down 108 points. For the S&P 500, it's its fifth straight losing week. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Supreme Court justices dismissed Governor Laura Kelly's lawsuit against Attorney General Kris Kobach over legal power. The court ruled that the Attorney General will continue to legally represent Kansas in court. During arguments before the court in January, Kobach said the governor overstepped her office's executive authority by filing lawsuits on behalf of the state.
It's not limited to the powers of their office. It's about the general interests of the people of Kansas, and that's treading upon the Attorney General's authority.
However, the court's ruling said that the governor can represent her office and state agencies that she oversees in court. Kelly said in a press release that the decision allows her office to continue with a lawsuit against the federal government seeking to prevent cuts to health and safety programs. Protesters are getting ready for another No Kings rally at the Kansas State House. Tomorrow's demonstration in Topeka is just one of many being held in multiple cities across the nation. Tomorrow's protest is expected to be the largest yet against President Trump and his policies. The Topeka demonstration runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Similar No Kings events are being held in cities across the state, including protests in Manhattan, Lawrence, Emporia, Overland Park, Wichita, Salina, Hays, and Dodge City. The University of Kansas women's basketball team defeated San Diego State 85-78 in the quarterfinals of the WBIT at Allen Fieldhouse last night. With the win, KU advances to the WBIT semifinals, which will be played on Monday at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. KU improved to 22-13 on the year, giving the Jayhawks 22 or more wins for the 14th time in school history. A freeze warning going into effect at 1 a.m. running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does include all of the greater Kansas City Metro, KCK, and St. Joseph. Temperatures as low as 22 degrees overnight. Meanwhile, elsewhere, a red flag warning till 9 o'clock tonight for the entire KPR listening area, and a red flag warning again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Maduro being toppled in Venezuela. Now is it the war in Iran? But really, it's the economy and prices are the thing that continue to stand out. There was a Fox News poll out this week that showed that 46% say that they feel like they're falling behind financially. Only 11% say that they're getting ahead. When that happens, you know, it's a big problem for the party that's in power and that lands on the doorstep of the president as well.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, good to talk to you.
Hey, you too.
This is NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this. But what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, tomorrow marks 1 month of war in Iran. And in Tel Aviv, residents are living in fear of being struck by missiles.
We don't even have a clue when it will end. It's not normal. It's not a way to live.
Reports from all around the region coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 59 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From the listeners who support this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in approximately 1 minute. More All Things Considered is just ahead. It's 5 o'clock.
Support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 57 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at follytheater.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines in just about 12 minutes. Then the U.S. men's national soccer team is set to host two World Cup contenders, Belgium and Portugal. Friendly matchups that will show whether the Americans have a chance at success during the World Cup. We will also learn all about cattle vision. There's a move to understand the animals that we raise. Learn about a new project involving virtual reality and seeing through the eyes of a cow. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as t-shirts, stickers, and more. Available to discuss print projects at its North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
Tonight on Film Music Friday, which happens at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations, well, you may remember that Daryl Brogdon used to host this show until a week ago. And on his way out the door, Daryl gave your new host, Jeff Watson, a whole bunch of film music. So we are going to visit the Brogdon Collection tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, stick around for Snap Judgment. It's 57 degrees in Manhattan. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR.
Contemporary classical music for more than 50 years.
I want to ask to play a brief duet with you. Yeah,
but you made the musical instrument.
Yeah, I have a beautiful range of expression.
Some strange sounding instruments and all the latest news, Saturday and weekend edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Saturday tomorrow beginning at 7 a.m., 7 to 10 on your KPR stations. Join us for Weekend Edition Saturday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 5:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court dismissed Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's lawsuit against Attorney General Chris Kobach over legal power. State House reporter Zach Boblett reports on the fight over who can represent the state in court.
The court dismissed the governor's case against the attorney general and kept in place the status quo. The attorney general represents Kansas as a whole in court, while the governor can represent her office and state agencies she oversees. Kelly sued Kobach after he refused to join federal lawsuits she supported. Kelly argued the Kansas Constitution gives her office supreme executive power to execute laws. Kobach argued Kansas law gives his office control over the state's legal cases. Justice Melissa Standridge dissented, warning the decision leaves the power struggle between the offices unresolved. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Protesters are getting ready for another No Kings rally at the Kansas State House. Saturday's demonstration in Topeka is just one of many being held in multiple cities across the nation. Tomorrow's protest is expected to be the largest yet against President Trump and his policies. The Topeka demonstration runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Similar No Kings events are being held in cities across the state, including protests in Manhattan, Lawrence, Emporia, Overland Park, Wichita, Salina, Hayes, and Dodge City. Wildfires that broke out yesterday afternoon north of Winfield in south central Kansas are now contained. Emergency management officials in Cowley County say fires burning along U.S. Highway 77 consumed trees and vegetation across a path 4 miles long and 1 mile wide. KWCH-TV reports that one firefighter was treated for heat exhaustion as temperatures were topping 90 degrees. The fire danger across Kansas is expected to be exceptionally high tomorrow. A number of fire watches and red flag warnings will be in place. In addition, we have a freeze warning going into effect at 1 a.m., running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for Atchison, Donovan, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, over in Missouri, Andrew, Atchison, Buchanan, Caldwell, Clay, Holt, Jackson, Platt, and Ray counties. That does include all of the greater Kansas City metro and St. Joseph. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
More pressure to change course? It's a hypothetical question for now, until markets find out what's in the box. A short war or a long one. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Animal agriculture is under a lot of scrutiny by consumers. People who eat meat are thinking more about the environmental impacts and the welfare of cattle and other livestock from farm to processing plant. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, a university in Wisconsin is hoping a new augmented reality tool will give people working with livestock a better understanding of a cow's perspective.
Keeping a cow's stress levels low leads to better, says it requires building empathy for livestock and creating systems that make sense for their natural instincts. In Wisconsin, Kirk says the processing plant staff and farmers who have tried out the technology leave with new ideas about how to make their facilities better suited for cows.
There's a lot of, like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, but I never realized why it was like this. Like, why cattle stop at a certain part.
That might mean installing different lights to ease their transition from trailer to barn, or simply changing the color of safety vests to make cattle feel more comfortable around the people handling them. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast from the campus of the University of Kansas in Lawrence. We are Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Lots of frequencies all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at DoleInstitute.org.
Thank you so much for joining us here on All Things Considered. We have about another hour and 10 minutes coming your way. In the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, then a conversation with the general manager of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. Find out how the situation with the TSA agents is going. That story and a whole lot more still to come.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
It's 56 degrees in Topeka, 58 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 6.
I'm Peter Sagal. If your March Madness bracket got busted, you have a second chance with this week's News Quiz. There are only three competitors. You have a 1 in 3 chance of winning the office pool. Join us for the News Quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANHHD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANVHD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.
World. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with six decades of experience helping customers align their assets with their retirement aspirations. Details on products, careers, and company legacy at securitybenefit.com.
55 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies. And you can see a full listing online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming our programming 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more for over 50 years. Information about appliance sales and repairs at stonebackappliance.com.
In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then we are going to talk about public opinion. Public support for both Democrats and Republicans has hardened in recent months, leaving an increasingly narrow sliver of undecided voters. We can talk about that with Domenico Montanaro. We will also learn more about these promotions that were blocked by the Secretary of Defense. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
A freeze warning goes into effect overnight, 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow, for pretty much the entire greater Kansas City metro area, including KCK and St. Joseph. Temperatures as low as 22 overnight. Temperatures down around 30 here in Lawrence. And extreme grassland fire danger for all of the KPR listening area through 9 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's 55 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 6:20.
This is NPR News.
Charlie Puth's new album is full of catchy 80s-style jams that make you want to dance, but it also tackles some pretty heavy stuff.
I do talk about death. I do talk about organizing interventions for people who I love and who need them at the time, and just stuff I've never sung about.
I'm Adrian Ma. Hear my conversation with Charlie Puth about his new album, Whatever's Clever, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 54 degrees in Topeka. It's 6:30.
And in Louisville.
Wall Street lower by the closing bell. The Dow down 793 points. The Nasdaq down 459. S&P 500 down 108. It's the S&P 500's fifth straight losing week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Supreme Court justices dismissed Governor Laura Kelly's lawsuit against Attorney General Chris Kobach over legal power. The court ruled that the Attorney General will continue to legally represent Kansas in court. During arguments before the court in January, Kobach said the governor overstepped her office's executive authority by filing lawsuits on behalf of the state.
It's not limited to the powers of their office. It's about the general interests of the people of Kansas, and that's treading upon the attorney general's authority.
However, the court's ruling also said the governor can represent her office and state agencies she oversees in court. Kelly said via press release that the decision allows her office to continue with a lawsuit against the federal government seeking to prevent cuts to health and safety programs. Kansas lawmakers have passed a state budget and sent it to the governor. KSNT reports the Republican-controlled House passed the budget Thursday night on a vote of 67 to 53. The Republican-controlled Senate passed it earlier Thursday on a vote of 23 to 16. Neither of those majorities is veto-proof. The budget includes more than $50 million for Medicaid providers. Lawmakers say that will help keep rural hospitals open and staffed. But critics say the budget falls short when it comes to funding education. The University of Kansas women's basketball team defeated San Diego State 85-78 in the quarterfinals of the WBIT Thursday night. With that win, KU advances to the WBIT semifinals, which will be played Monday night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. KU improved to 22-13 on the year, giving the Jayhawks 22 or more wins for the 14th time in school history. Very dry throughout the region. Extreme grassland fire danger expected through the weekend. There is a freeze warning overnight Saturday, 1 a.m. Saturday to 9 a.m. Saturday for all of the greater Kansas City Metro and St. Joseph, with temperatures as low as 22. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Support informed about the biggest global and national stories every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
KPR is proud to bring you Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on both KPR 1 and KPR 2. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Algio.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. All of our frequencies are listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming KPR 1 and KPR 2 24 hours a day. Plus, you can make a pledge of support anytime. Just click on the big B that you see on the splash page.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
We have a bit more All Things Considered for you at 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations. We have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It is Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson is your host. A freeze warning tonight starting at 1 a.m. running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning for all of the greater Kansas City metro area. That includes KCK, Overland Park, Olathe. Temperatures down to 22. This is KPR.
From NPR.
From EBSCO, committed to upholding the principles of responsible research as they work to develop AI technologies to enhance research around the world. Learn more at EBSCO.com. From Cunard, guests can sail a 7-night transatlantic crossing between New York and England or travel around the world in 2027 for over 100 nights with fine dining and entertainment. Cunard.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up, we have news headlines, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Your host is Jeff Watson. He's going to be playing some selections from Daryl Brogdon's vast collection of film music, including Dr. Zhivago and what we're hearing in the background, the Cleopatra Suite of Alex North. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting Unlimited Miles, a Miles Davis tribute group on Sunday, March 29th at 3:30. Combining decades of Davis's music with contemporary jazz showcases the group's futuristic creativity. More at FollyTheater.org.
Lows around 30 degrees in and around Lawrence and Topeka tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 50s. Very, very dry. Extreme grassland fire danger all the way through tomorrow. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that will temporarily pay TSA agents after a deal to fund the Department of Homeland Security stalled in Congress. DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says workers should begin receiving paychecks Monday. House Republicans rejected a Senate-passed bill to fund most of the agency because it wouldn't have funded ICE and Border Patrol. Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries say they won't support funding those departments without changes to immigration enforcement.
Immigration enforcement should focus on violent felons who are in this country illegally, not target law-abiding immigrant families or brutalize and in some cases kill American citizens.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson called the Senate bill the most reckless thing we've ever seen.
This gambit that was done last night is a joke. I'm quite convinced that it can't be that every Senate Republican read the language of this bill.
Johnson says the House will instead vote tonight on a resolution to fund DHS at current levels until May. Congress is about to be out on spring break until mid-April. At a conference of conservative activists, a top Justice Department official said one of the administration's greatest accomplishments was pardoning people charged after the January 6th riot. NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports.
On his first day in office, President Trump issued mass pardons to the people charged or convicted for their role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, including those who violently assaulted police. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanch celebrated that decision at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
If you look at what happened to the men and women convicted because of January 6th, every one of them was either pardoned or had their sentence commuted, okay? So when folks say you've done nothing, I say you have a very short memory.
Polls indicate that a majority of Americans oppose the pardons, and dozens of former defendants have since been charged with new crimes. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Crude oil prices rose today to $107 per barrel again. Those prices have been on a roller coaster since the war with Iran began. As NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports, that's a consequence of profound uncertainty.
Global oil trades are massively disrupted, but how catastrophic it is for the world economy depends on how long the Strait of Hormuz remains mostly closed. Ed Crooks is with the consultancy Wood Mackenzie.
Traders are trying to look at this very binary outcome of continued closure, a much higher price, a reopened strait, a much lower price.
Every shred of evidence for a long disruption sends prices up, while every hint at a near-term resolution pushes prices down. And the result is a volatile price, somewhere in the middle of the two extremes. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
And this is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate March 27th.
If you're looking for a world like Tatooine, good luck. Of the more than 6,000 known planets in other star systems, fewer than 20 orbit both stars of a binary system. So those double sunsets are few and far between. Just to refresh your memory, Tatooine is the home world of Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. Such planets are called circumbinaries because they circle around both stars in the system. Over the past decade, astronomers have searched for such worlds in a project with a rhythmic name, BEBOP, binaries escorted by orbiting planets. The project looks for tiny wiggles in the motions of the stars caused by orbiting planets. It's found a few planets with several more candidates. One of those discoveries is BEBOP 3b. The system's two stars are quite close together. One of them is similar to the Sun. The other is only about a quarter of the Sun's mass and a tiny fraction of its brightness. The planet is about half the mass of Jupiter, the giant of our own solar system. It orbits the two stars once every 18 months, at a bit more than Earth's distance to the Sun. We don't know how fast BEBOP 3b rotates, so we don't know how often it sees sunrises and sunsets. All we know for sure is that there are two of each, one featuring a bright star, the other a faint cosmic ember. The system is about 400 light years away. It's high overhead at nightfall, but much too faint to see without a telescope. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Main title from Lawrence of Arabia, music by Maurice Jarre, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. Good evening and welcome, folks. I'm Jeff Watson, your host for Film Music Friday. It still feels a little strange saying that to you. It still feels a little strange, I guess, that Daryl Brogdon is gone. But he'll be with us in spirit tonight anyway. You see, on his way out the door, he had a little present for me. Just a little digital media storage drive. And what was on it? Film music. Tons and tons of film music. So, like last week's toy box, we're going to open up another collection of film pieces and see what's in there. Music tonight from films like The Guns of Navarone, Cleopatra, and later, much later, music from Dances with Wolves. Some real gems in this collection that we'll indulge in. For the moment, though, we'll stick with music by composer Maurice Jarre and hear something from a 1965 film also starring the great Omar Sharif, a tale of love and passion set during the Russian Revolution. Music from 1965's Dr. Zhivago, next on Film Music Friday.